Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT. Exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Every week we are joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance on the show is brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. This week, our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs starts with a viral video that he posted, of which we saw him turn Picasso this week.
Yeah, no, it was they were looking for a challenge for us to do for the Community America, and they're great people over there. And so we had seen this one going around on the internet and decided to give it a try ourselves, and obviously I didn't do a good enough job.
The part where your daughter looks at it and says, "Is that mommy?" Oh, my goodness, Patrick, I can't tell you how many times I laughed at that.
Yeah, it's always when the kids get involved, they get the brutal honesty, so that always makes it a little bit funnier.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Pat, we got a lot of football to get into in this conversation. Let's just start with this. Can you take us through the interception that happened in the red zone?
Yeah, no, obviously called a play, and they did a good job of covering it up and scrambled out to the right and thought I could make a throw over the nickel to Elijah in the end zone, and obviously didn't throw the ball good enough, threw it way low and way to the right. And so just learning from that, I mean, just certain things you just can't do in the flow of the football game and how the game was going. Points were key, and 3 points would have been a huge in that drive, and obviously a momentum swinger and something that you can't do, especially at this point in my career.
I don't want to take any credit away from the opponents and the teams that you guys have played, but it seems to me that a lot of these losses have been self-inflicted mistakes. It's been a bobbled ball. It's been an interception. It's been a penalty. It's been a blocked extra point that has changed the course of the game. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like these losses are just self-inflicted execution mistakes that you guys have made?
Yeah, but that's every game. You know, I always preach it, and I think it gets lost because we've won a lot of these games. But most games in the NFL come down to a couple plays, and you either make the play or you don't make the play. And so there's games here and there where you win by more than one score, and you win by multiple scores, and the one play doesn't really affect it that much. But a lot of these games are just one play here and there, and I haven't done a good enough job of making those plays in those big moments of football games to swing in our favor.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. You mentioned it. These games do come down to 5 to 8 plays, a play here, a play there. Last year, you guys were 11-0 in these scenarios. So far this season, you guys are 0-5. How do you get that pendulum to swing back in the other direction? Because you guys are playing good teams. You play the Colts. You go on the road to play the Cowboys, the Broncos, the Chargers. You're going to find yourself in more of these moments. How do you get the pendulum to swing back in the other direction?
I think you just continue with the process. You continue to work and continue to put yourself in these positions, and you trust that your process and that your planning is going to get you into these right moments and making those plays. You know, we've made those plays before, so it's just about getting better, learning from our mistakes, and putting ourselves in that position again, and then having the confidence to go out there and make those plays in those biggest moments. And like you said, we have a lot of great football teams coming up, starting with this week. But I'm excited for the opportunity for our guys to go out there and prove who we think we really are.
You've mentioned it a little bit just in watching the film. What are you seeing from yourself? What are you seeing from a self-evaluation standpoint that you feel like you need to be doing to help turn this thing around?
Yeah, I think it's just plays throughout the game, not falling into a rhythm of throwing the check down or falling into a rhythm of not giving guys chances down the field. I mean, if you look at the game, you missed the early throws down the field, and I kind of went away from them for a while, and it kind of put us in a standstill as far as an offense. And then I give another guy a chance on the field in Tyquan, and he makes a big play happen. And a cover's that route's not necessarily supposed to be open, but your guy just makes a play down the field. And so I think that's what you got to get back to, is giving guys chances, giving them chances to make plays open, or if it's one-on-one, and then guys making plays happen, and that's something that I continue to get better at.
That's certainly something that you guys have emphasized, certainly this offseason, was the deep ball and just kind of having that home run ability. How do you guys as a team, what do you need to do to improve your percentages on those plays, because you have the receivers to make those plays downfield?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I've got to make the throw. I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, that we've gotten guys open down the field in every game, and so just being able to make the throw. When you make the throw, it looks good and it's pretty, but they're those plays that kind of swing the game, and I need to be better at making those throws more often. And we hit a couple of them throughout this year, but at the same time, I feel like I got to get better and hit them at a higher percentage.
Over the course of the years, you and I have talked about team goals that you guys have had. You know, one of the first goals, and you said in a press conference recently, is to win the division. How frustrating right now is it to be in danger of not being able to check off one of the first boxes of goals that you guys have set?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's what you want to go out there and do. But at the end of the day, you have to continue to move forward and progress forward. And obviously the division is going to be tight. I mean, we're going to have to go out there and win pretty much every week to give ourselves at least an opportunity at it. But I think all we can do is focus on this week and getting better and making sure that we find a way to win against a really good football team. And let's take our best effort. We got to clean up the mistakes. It's another great opportunity at Arrowhead. And why not go out and take advantage of it?
I've asked you this in the past. I asked you, hey, is this game a must win? And you said, hey, I don't consider regular season games to be must win. We played in the playoffs. We played in these bigger games. You just mentioned it. The margin for error that you guys have is pretty slim the rest of the way. How do you keep that level of urgency up across the team during this 7-game stretch?
Yeah, I think the guys understand. I mean, in any profession, but especially this one, I mean, you want to get to the playoffs and you want to give yourself a chance, because once you get there, anything can happen. But you have to get there first. And I think we have the mindset going in. I mean, we really kind of have to have the mindset going into this week, knowing that it's going to be a great challenge. It's a great football team that we're going up against, but we got to find a way to win. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be a lot of points. It doesn't have to be whatever it is. You just got to find a way to win the football game. And I think guys understand that and have that mindset. And then we focus on this week, and you kind of just go one week at a time, kind of like you're in that playoff mindset of just winning the week and then moving on to the next one.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, for a couple of more minutes here. You just mentioned it. You guys have been in a lot of different positions of adversity through your career. I mean, you guys were down 10 points with less than 8 minutes to go in a Super Bowl and came back and won. Like, you guys are not adverse to being in these kind of situations. How are guys responding to being in a new level of adversity, a situation that you guys have never been in?
Yeah, I think guys are responding well. I mean, at the end of the day, like, we have everything that we want in front of us. And all we have to do is go out there and maximize it. And then we can tell the story of this season after the season. But you have to go out there and make that story your own. And so I think that's something that guys have the mindset of, is that we just got to go out there and be who we are, take our game to another level, kind of like you would do if you're going into the playoffs, and just go out there and try to just stack a couple of football wins together, get yourself into the right position, and see what happens from there.
On Monday, Coach Reed talked about the difference in the RPOs in the run game. Just for the casual fan who maybe doesn't understand what he's talking about, can you explain to them sort of what you guys are trying to do in the run game?
Yeah, we always talk about, like, RPOs. I mean, it's just you want to have at least a plus five. Like, if you throw the ball, you want to get at least, like, 5 yards. So it's just, like, a positive run. And so just reading the number count of how the defenses are lined up and where we feel like we can attack at the best spot – And then making a decision for me and trying to be as accurate as I can be with making those decisions. And coaches give me the opportunities to do that. And we've had a lot of success in my career doing that. And I think that's something that we have to continue to get better and better at. And then at times, you got to give the guys chances to run the football and make plays happen as well. And so just continue to get better at that.
Is that something that's important to you, giving guys chances to have success in the run game?
Yeah, you have to. You got to have balance. You got to keep the defense honest. And being able to run the football makes my job a lot easier. So I give guys the opportunity to go out there and run the football and make the run. It helps out the play action. It keeps the defenses in certain coverages that you want them in. And that's what we have to continue to do as the season goes on.
Last couple of questions here. Talking to Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. You are a very socially media aware person of what people are saying. Do you feel the split in the conversation that is happening right now around the team? There's a group of people that are ready to bury the Chiefs. There is another group of people that have the philosophy, and this is the side that I'm on, the side of don't let the Chiefs get hot. If the Chiefs go 6-1, 7-0 down the stretch, and even if they're a wild card team with their championship expertise, you are not going to want to face them in the postseason. Do you feel, I guess, the conversation surrounding you guys heading into this home?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Stretch.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of feel that throughout my entire career, you know. It's always been people that doubt us and people that believe in us. But at the end of the day, it's all about what we do on the football field. So even if we're playing well and people are hyping us up, that doesn't matter because we have to go out there and play to that standard. And if we're not playing to our level and people are doubting us, we have to still play to our standard and play to our level. And so that stuff's it's part of it. It's stuff that people watch, and I understand it. But at the end of the day, it comes down to playing football. And that's where you get to prove who you are and prove what kind of team you are.
I'll get you out of here with this last one. We've talked for years now at this point. I've never heard confidence in yourself or your team waver. How confident are you in your ability to help turn this thing around? How confident are you in your guys and your teammates to help turn this thing around?
I'm extremely confident. I mean, because we've done it before. And even in the games that we've lost this season, we've been in every single one of them against a lot of great football teams. And so we understand it's going to be a challenge. We don't get that wrong. We understand it's going to be a challenge, and we have to go out there and be better than we've been to this point of the season. But the guys in the locker room know that if we do what we're supposed to do and we accept that challenge and raise our standard, then we can go out there and play and beat anybody. So I think we're excited for the opportunity and getting to kind of write the rest of the story of this football season.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today as the Chiefs have a very important game at home this weekend against the Indianapolis Colts. They also turn around and play on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. Pat, man, look forward to catching up with you down the road, man. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate you.
That was our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance each week on the show is brought to you by our friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with their great drive. Since 1942, Telly Certified Techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.